propelled.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A new report from the El Paso County Coroner's Office shows a sharp rise in suicides last year. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the majority of them involved a gun.
El Paso County is the state's second most populous county. The annual coroner's report lists 180 total suicides in the county last year. That's up almost 20% compared to 2018. And the Gazette reports the county's suicide total is the highest in the state. Firearms caused 102 of those deaths. Nearly 80% of those who took their own lives were male. The average age was 40 years old. Almost 20% were active or prior military. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado voters will decide tomorrow on a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, young climate activists are making last-minute pushes for former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff over former Governor John Hickenlooper.
17-year-old Michael Bourne has been phone banking and distributing flyers for Romanoff. Bourne is a member of the Sunrise Movement, which supports candidates who back a Green New Deal.
Whether it is for climate change, or whether it is for social justice. Our best option for that is Andrew Romanoff.
Climate change has defined the race to take on Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Romanoff has supported more aggressive policies, like a fracking ban, while Hickenlooper has said he would rather support renewables to make the practice, quote, obsolete. But Romanoff trailed in a recent poll by 30 points. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, Mississippi, the legislature there voted yesterday to remove the Confederate insignia from the state flag, and the governor says he'll sign the measure into law. Then the Supreme Court ruled that the structure of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is unconstitutional and that the president can fire the director, but otherwise left the agency intact. We'll have explanations for you next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, black people in Denver talk about how they experience racism in their everyday lives. As the protests and marches continue, citizens are speaking out against racism more openly. CPR's Taylor Allen has our story coming up in 15 minutes here on All Things Considered. This is CPR News.